helicopter carrying Iranian president crashes. A helicopter carrying Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi, the country's foreign minister, and other officials crashed in the mountainous northwest reaches of Iran on May 19, sparking a massive rescue operation in a fog-shrouded forest, state media report. Mr. Raisi was traveling in Iran's East Azerbaijan province. State TV said the helicopter had a hard landing near Jalfa, a city on the border with the nation of Azerbaijan, some 375 miles northwest of the Iranian capital of Tehran. Later, State TV put it farther east near the village of Uzi, but details remain contradictory. Traveling with Mr. Raisi were Iran's Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian, the governor of Iran's East Azerbaijan province, and other officials and bodyguards, the state-run IRNA news agency reported. One local official used the word crash, but others referred to either a hard landing or an incident. Local media report that the commander of the East Azerbaijan Revolutionary Corps told reporters that they have found the location of the crash by tracing a signal from the helicopter and the cell phone of one of the occupants. He said personnel have been deployed to the area. Officials have said rescue efforts have been hampered by bad weather conditions. Neither IRNA nor State TV offered any information on Mr. Raisi's condition in the hours afterward. However, some officials urged the public to pray for him. Reactions. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who holds ultimate power with a final say on all domestic and foreign policies, said there would be no disruption to state affairs. Iranian state media said bad weather was the cause of the crash and was complicating rescue efforts. The chief of staff of Iran's army ordered all the resources of the army and the Revolutionary Guard to be put to use in the search and rescue operations. The national broadcaster had earlier stopped all its regular programming to show prayers being held for Mr. Raisi across the country and, in a corner of the screen, live coverage of rescue teams deployed on foot in the mountainous area in heavy fog. The esteemed president and company were on their way back aboard some helicopters, and one of the helicopters was forced to make a hard landing due to the bad weather and fog, Interior Minister Ahmad Vahidi said in comments aired on State TV. Various rescue teams are on their way to the region, but because of the poor weather and fogginess, it might take time for them to reach the helicopter. IRNA called the area a forest, and the region is known to be mountainous as well. State TV aired images of SUVs racing through a wooded area and said they were being hampered by poor weather conditions, including heavy rain and wind. A rescue helicopter tried to reach the area where authorities believe Mr. Raisi's helicopter was, but it couldn't land due to heavy mist, emergency services spokesman Babak Yekteparist told IRNA. Long after the sunset, the Iranian regime spokesman Ali Bahadori Jahromi acknowledged that we are experiencing difficult and complicated conditions in the search. It is the right of the people and the media to be aware of the latest news about the president's helicopter accident, but considering the coordinates of the incident site and the weather conditions, there is no new news whatsoever until now, he wrote on the social platform X. In these moments, patience, prayer and trust in relief groups are the way forward. Mr. Khamenei himself also urged the public to pray. Some neighboring countries expressed concern and offered assistance in any rescue. The White House said President Joe Biden had been briefed on reports about the crash. The European Union offered emergency satellite mapping technology to help Iran with the search. Raisi's tenure. Mr. Raisi, 63, is a hardliner who formerly led the country's judiciary. Mr. Raisi had been on the border with Azerbaijan early on May 19 to inaugurate a dam with Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev. The dam is the third one that the two countries built on the Aras River. The visit came despite chilly relations between the two governments, including over a gun attack on Azerbaijan's embassy in Tehran in 2023, and Azerbaijan's diplomatic relations with Israel, which Iran's Shiite theocracy views as its main enemy in the region. IRNA published images it described as Mr. Raisi taking off in what resembled a Bell helicopter, with a blue and white paint scheme previously seen in published photographs. Mr. Raisi became president in the 2021 presidential election, a vote that saw the lowest turnout in the Islamic Republic's history. Mr. Raisi is sanctioned by the United States in part over his involvement in the mass execution of thousands of political prisoners in the years after the 1979 revolution. During Mr. Raisi's tenure, Iran was able to enrich uranium at nearly weapons-grade levels and hamper international inspections. Iran has armed Russia in its war on Ukraine, as well as launched a massive drone and missile attack on Israel amid Israel's war against the Hamas terrorist group in the Gaza Strip. It also has continued arming proxy terror groups in the Mideast, like Yemen's Houthis and Lebanon's Hezbollah. Meanwhile, mass protests in the country have raged for years. The most recent involved the 2022 death of Mahsa Amini, a woman who had been earlier detained over allegedly not wearing a hijab or headscarf to the liking of authorities. The regime's months-long violent suppression that followed the demonstrations resulted in more than 500 people killed and over 22,000 detained. In March, a United Nations investigative panel found that Iran was responsible for the physical violence that led to Amini's death. The Associated Press and Reuters contributed to this report.